Okay.
Well, I've been taking Healthy Body Pack for almost 2 years. I've had problems with digestive issues all my life. And so thank Dr. Wallach for that. And I think I need more. But my question is, I cut back on gluten, getting about 100% now. But my question is, what gluten-free products should I avoid? Because there's so much out there now. There's almond flour, there's rice flour. Which ones are good, which ones are bad?
Well, you know, there's a long list of good and bad. And the other very important thing, and you bring up a very important point, many products that are gluten-free, be very careful because they're not non-GMO. Okay? You get wheat out of the product, but what else are you going to use in the place of wheat? And so oftentimes it's corn. So you have to be very, very careful. And all I can really say is you have to read the labels. What do I tell people? Lots of organic fresh fruits and vegetables and lean quality protein and forget the rest of it. Oh, but I have to have my bread. You know what? You can live without your bread. Now, you may not be able to do it by day after tomorrow. I understand, baby steps. But I rarely eat bread. And we don't even buy bread in our house. We don't have bread in the house. We don't have pasta in the house. We just don't do those things. You reach a point where you realize I'm healthier. And when you get to be my age, you want to stay healthier longer, okay? Because longer is not as long as it was when I was 20, okay? You want to stay healthier longer, so you learn to get those things out of your diet.
I promise. Short question. So I get calls all the time, and women ask me they're having trouble getting pregnant. And I tell them, well, the first thing they need to do is the digestive pack. And they kind of look at me strange. Would you please reinforce that for me?
I'd be happy to. You know, the big thing that you have to understand, once again, if you are not healthy, it's very difficult to create a healthy offspring, okay? And a lot of the reason why, and we didn't have time today to go into the entire hormone lecture, but a big part of the reason why our hormones are out of whack and we're not able to get healthy is because we are doing things that put our hormonal systems into imbalance. We are doing things like drinking soft drinks that have bromide in them, okay? Or eating brominated vegetables, brominated vegetable oil. Bromine is something that actually competes for the same sites on the cell wall as the thyroid hormone. And when we start to confuse anything in the endocrine system, it is so closely linked. One organ to another organ. It starts in the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, down to the adrenal glands, down to the sex organs. It's one whole system. And when you start throwing any part of that system out of balance, then the rest of you is going to be out of balance. So many of the hormonal issues that women have and many of the struggles that women have trying to get pregnant, they have because their hormones are out of balance, because they drink out of plastic bottles, they have all these xenoestrogens circulating through their systems, they have all of these other issues that are estrogen mimics and things that confuse the endocrine system. And until or unless you clean up the diet, clean up your system, reestablish that good, healthy gut flora and make sure your gut's working well again, and then introduce those products that we know will benefit every cell in the body, the 90 for life, and add something that's going to actually help the system in terms of the adrenal support with the de-stress, the Ocean's Gold to support the thyroid, all of these problems. And somebody asked me in the restroom, and I want to answer this because somebody asked me in the restroom just before we came in, is it safe to take enzymes when I'm pregnant? What's the answer?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I understand you're pregnant and your doctor has said, don't do anything, okay? You have to understand with these products are not going, especially the enzymes, are not going to hurt you or your baby. Okay, they are going to help to support your system, so taking enzymes are important. But making sure that all of these things get into balance, that's the way you're going to become pregnant and carry a healthy pregnancy. Dr. Wallach talks about it all the time. For at least 6 months before you get pregnant, you need to be doing this nutrition. Not only mom and dad.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're kind of crunched for time. We're going to get
directly to the question, we're going to get directly to the answer, and we're going to try to get as many of these questions answered as possible, okay? So get directly to the question, get directly to the answer, and we should be good.
All right. Oh, boy. I've been trying to practice my question. Is there a book, I affirm your thing about we need to educate the children. I have 8 grandchildren. But these technical books, my daughter actually said to me before I came, she said, Mom, if you find something that's written for children, like on the gluten-free thing, could you please buy it?
Beautiful. Okay, so a book for children.
Not yet, but you know what? That's a great idea. Thank you very much.
All right, Dr. Conaway, well, that'll be your next book.
My husband has no colon, and so he had surgery many years ago in his 20s, so they took the remaining part of his intestines and hooked it up to his rectum. And we've been married 30 years, and he hasn't had too many issues except low immune system. And he's the one that found this first and loved it, but had a horrible diarrhea experience with the FX. So what we've done is just taken baby steps with the FX. I want to know, what should we do for this guy? Enzymes, probiotics, what should he do?
The Flora program.
What should we do for hubby? Okay.
We would benefit from the Flora program, so send me an email, okay? That's going to help him absorb better. He won't have